You are listening to Spiritualize Ministry Devotional Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Keandre Talley. Today is May 1st, 2008, and today's devotional is entitled Riotous Children. Today's scripture verse comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 11. Now, before I get started, I want to let you know the purpose and the reason behind today's devotional. Several months ago, as I was parked in front of my son's school, waiting for him to be dismissed, I observed the children there. And what I observed saddened me and it disappointed me. Children today are a lot different than children were back when I was growing up. When I was growing up, children were taught by their parents to be mannerable, to respect, and to conduct themselves accordingly in public and around elders. But what I observed that day was profanity from some of the kids. Several kids ran and right into the teachers there and didn't even say excuse me. They were talking badly to each other. It was just sad. And on that day I decided I needed to create a devotional geared towards our children. Again, today's scripture verse comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 11. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. A pattern established early in life may continue to mark a person for his or her lifetime. Even at an early age, a person's moral character may be revealed. There are certain children that you may not want to let into your home, knowing something will be broken, a pet tormented, or some new transgression taught to your children. Now, these are not really bad children, just poorly raised ones. No one has taught them the basic rules of acceptable behavior. Now, some of them you can work with gently, not taking the place of their parents, but civilizing them a little through love. Others you will have to banish until they come to their senses or God's love reaches their little hearts. Every child is created in God's image and is therefore capable of doing good, but is also fallen and so capable of doing evil. According to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, we must train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train children not in the way they would go, that of their corrupt hearts, but in a way they should go, in which, if you love them, you would have them go. As soon as possible, every child should be led to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. An infant's smallness and adorable innocence often draws the attention of nearby adults. They know that a newborn life is a gift of great value, but as infants grow, parents realize the great responsibility of raising a child. They know that a child needs to be taught, not just cared for. A multitude of child-rearing books on bookshelves attest to the fact that raising a child takes great wisdom. In looking at the scripture verse I just mentioned, Solomon was advising parents to set their child aside for special use, to dedicate him or her to the Lord and his path. The verb train includes the idea of stimulating the child to do good through words of guidance, discipline, and encouragement on the right path. This is a parent's main task, to receive a child as a charge from the Lord and then to dedicate the child to God's ways. Some people have taken the line, "When he is old, he will not depart from it," as a promise. They believe it to be a guarantee that proper parenting will always result in a child's salvation. However, the book of Proverbs presents general principles, not promises. This verse gives parents the assurance that the lessons learned in childhood will last a lifetime. Whether their child learns to follow the Lord will, in part, depend on his or her own choices. But lessons driven home at the crucial stage of childhood will not go away. Therefore, there is a need for parental discipline and guidance. This proverb is wise advice for every parent. Dedicating a child to God's way is the best course to set. Please pray for these riotous children who need God's love and instruction so much. Ask the Lord to show you how you can help them in some small way without taking over their parents' duties or heaping blame on anyone. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their day. Remember to check out our website at spiritualizedministry.com. Also, if you would like to leave a comment, share a testimonial, or request prayer, call the Spiritualized Ministry Devotional Podcast phone line at area code 206-984-2630. Until next time, be safe.